Obviously, you know, if there's approximately 20,000 vehicles in Mercer County, and it, you know, we're typically saying that's going to generate, I think, $400,000 a year in revenue. If you parlay that, or if you leverage that against the 80-20 match that the state and the federal government will do us, you know, we can convert that $400,000 to $2 million, assuming the funds are available on the other end and assuming those projects are approved. But $2 million a year goes a long way in filling a lot of potholes or repaving roads. How is it going to be administered? I don't know. That's why I asked the question, who's going to administer? What's going to be the cost? How is it going to be enforced? I think the idea for a single car, a passenger car, $15 a year is nothing. I mean, nobody wants to pay more taxes. We all pay more taxes than what we need. I'm a strong proponent of smaller government, not more government, but it's the society that we live in, and if we're going to provide for the citizens and provide for the roads, something really has to be done. Time's not going to fix them.